Yes?
Director Gordon, I know.
What will we want? Oh, yeah. There it is.
Herman.
Yes, Mr. President.
We had a good meeting with Byrd and a good meeting with Williams. Williams said he's a very pleasant surprise. He and Byrd and Wilbur Mills and Burns were happy.
Good.
I thought...
Bob Anderson is just delighted, and I've been sitting here while he's been calling newspaper people around the country and getting an excellent reaction.
Wonderful. I think maybe you ought to talk to Newsweek, too, before you come back. Call this fellow Elliot and tell him the president asked you to call him. And that you're there, and if he has a moment, you'd be glad to go over the budget with him.
Elliot of Newsweek, I'll do that.
And isn't Elliot the Newsweek man?
Osborne Elliot.
And do that. Is Bob available?
He just stepped out. Would you like to talk?
Yeah, if I can.
Just a second, Mr. President. I'll get him in here. Mr. President?
Yes.
He'll be right here. He's talking to another newspaper man on the other phone. Here he comes now.
Morning, Mr. President.
Now, if I go down the drain, I want to have a great big sign printed on my rear end called B.A. Bob Anderson.
You're not going to go down the drain.
You've been bitching, raising hell around here now about that $100 billion, and I just want to know what you're going to do about 97.9.
I'm just going to thank God every day that you were there and that you did it. Now, I talked to the Wall Street Journal. I talked to the New York Herald Tribune. I talked to Lifetime and Fortune. I've talked to the Kansas City Star. I've asked Roy Roberts to call the people in the Middle West. I've talked to Olvida Hobby. I've got the president of the Continental Illinois Bank, which is the financial bank for all of the Chicago papers. Calling the Chicago papers. I just hung up the telephone. That's the reason I wasn't here when you called. I'm going to call the chain out in Los Angeles. I can't think of the guy's name.
Chandler?
Huh?
Chandler?
Chandler.
Otis Chandler. He went hunting with me. He's a good friend of mine. I wish you would. I like him very much.
Now, the reason I haven't called him is because you see out there.
Yeah,
it's sir. Damn early.
Yeah, that's right.
Get him out of bed.
I just had a press conference and told him that he's going to be 97.9. The lead is Johnson proposed spending 97.9 in fiscal 65, a cut of $500 million from the $98.4 billion budgeted by the late President Kennedy current year. He said this would mean a deficit of 4.9, far below previous expectations. He said such action by Russia, coupled with new disarmament proposed this country advance, would be an important step toward armed control and so forth. On the domestic front, he declared war on poverty, so forth. And
you're going to get support from these papers up here, and you're going to get comments that I've asked them at least. I can't tell you what you're going to get.
Well, these damn liberals, I want him to go see Osborne Elliott over Newsweek. If you got anybody over there, tell them. They've already had two mean stories in the Washington Post saying I'm going to create a depression. And I told these businessmen last night, I told them kind of off the record that I'd been talking to you pretty much and following your judgment. This Henry Alexander said it's the best judgment in the United States today, and he wished I'd make you come down here. But I said, now, if you fellas let me down and don't go and make some of this investment, if we and don't help me get this tax bill, I bet that if I cut off $3 billion off the budget, that you all had put $11 billion back in the economy with a tax cut, and I'm asking the withholding be reduced from 15 to 14 because tax bills being so late. And I went into all that. I also went into this commitment that had been made on Federal Reserve, and he just hit the ceiling. He just said they cannot live with that commitment. And anyway, I told them off the record that I wanted them to have some statements today and try to show some confidence and show it. Our new Latin American policy is going to give some confidence to investors, and that the tax policy in this country and the fact that business can come in and eat at the White House table and make suggestions and spend 3 hours listening to Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense and Chairman of Economic Advisors and the Budget Director, that's a little something unusual. I said, how many times you been here before? And they said they never had. Now, I said, you go out and justify this confidence and don't let me down, because these liberals are going to try to make it appear that I'm pulling in, and that they told, one of them looked at speech and said, looked, sounded like Hoover, Herbert Hoover. And they're going to play that line, so I just...
Albert Gore told me one time when I talked to him that I sounded like Adam Smith. I know what you're talking about.
Now, look, I want you, two people I want you to be sure to talk to, because they are the ones that rely on you. One of them is, I want you to talk to Harry Byrd, and then I want you to talk to General Eisenhower, because if you got another minute to spare, you ought to talk to John Burns and Williams. Williams said it was a very pleasant surprise. He and Byrd were both happy, both pleased, and both shocked.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll spend the whole day talking. I won't.
Well, you just call those four people and start out with the general, because he's the one that's emphasized it more, and he did with McCone, and I want McCone to go brief him on this speech, but he's in California.
He's in California, and it's too early to call.
Yeah.
But as soon as he wakes up out there, he gets up about 7 o'clock their time. That'll be about 11 o'clock our time.
Well, you call him, and then you get a hold of Harry Byrd before he makes his comment.
Okay.
Tell him you just read the message and gone over it with the budget director. I told him that you spent every day working on it yourself and cutting out every damn thing you could. I said he did all the cutting. Now, I don't say he put this poverty in, but I haven't got but $300 million, and I've got to have some offset to this crowd that's going to murder me. So he didn't seem to, he seemed to think he's all right. Wilbur Mills was very thrilled with it. The three, though, that I'm going to want to talk to is talk to Eisenhower and then talk to Byrd and Williams, and if you get a chance, Burns.
Well, I'll talk to
Burns has got some problems down here, and I'm pretty understanding of him, and I want to be fair to him. And I saw George Humphrey's boy last night, and he was very complimentary, too, and I sent him a message.
Well, I'm going to talk to George myself.
Yeah.
But I'll talk to Burns, and I'll talk to Byrd, and I'll talk to Eisenhower.
I'll talk to you later in the day after my State of the Union.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Now, let me tell you, I'm talking to your director here about one thing. This poverty thing, is the name of it bothers me.
Well, we bothered all of us. We couldn't find it.
There was a headline on the New York paper yesterday, Johnson appoints coordinator of poverty. Well, you can't coordinate poverty.
No, and I haven't got any coordinator, and I haven't even set up a program.
I have made one suggestion to the director, and he'll pass it on to you. And but we want to find some different name for this thing.
Well,
it's a good idea.
Yeah, well,
I don't want to see it.
What we're trying to do, instead of people getting something for nothing, we're going to try to fit them where they can take care of themselves.
Yeah, I understand.
That's our program. We don't want them to get something for nothing. We want them to get them where they can carry their own weight.
Well, God bless you, my friend.
Okay.
I'll be working for you all day.
I'll talk to you later tonight.
Okay.